me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. If you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, I'll tax your feet.
Bit of Tax Man for you. A perfect song considering what the New York Times is trying to do to our buddy President Trump, right? All of a sudden, the guy that doesn't take a salary as president doesn't need the job, probably doesn't need the aggravation if you ask me, is being criticized because somehow he was able to reduce his taxes like everybody tries to do. You should be admired for it. But not the New York Times, of course. They don't care about whether or not he's doing it legitimately. All they care about is hurting him. We know that. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But good morning. In the meantime, welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am indeed Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. On Monday, September the 28th. Boy, oh boy, this is the last. This week, we're going to change months, are we not? In a few minutes, we will be talking with Tom Gipping of the Heritage Foundation, and we will talk about the nomination of Amy Comey Barrett to be the next Supreme Court Justice. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, tomorrow's debate between Trump and Joe Biden may become the most watched presidential debate of all time. They just want to see if Biden will show up, number one. Number two, can he stand up? And number three, can he talk? A lot of people want to see this. We are going to get some Barbara Pohl perspective on that and Trump's taxes by the master barber himself, Andrew Sorese. Stay tuned for that. And a terrible statistic. I mean, what is going on in the second city? 49 people were shot in Chicago. 49 over the weekend. What's taking place there? We're going to talk about that. And in our ultimate top 10, you know those famous quotes you hear all the time? We're going to tell you 10 famous quotes people got all wrong. Yeah. So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, we are, as you may know, sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. You want the best haircut in Tampa Bay? I am telling you, it's located at Andrew's Master Barbershop. The great, you know, we never talk about the price. It is the best price for a haircut you can find in Tampa Bay. I'm not kidding. And seniors, you get a discount. You get a discount. You know what it is for a haircut? $10 for seniors. That's not bad. And they do a great job. And the place is spick and span. You got to call first, 727-733-3773. 733-3773. It's in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Well, I don't know where to begin. We got so much going on, do we not? We've got the nomination of Amy Comey Barrett to be the next Supreme Court Justice. Tomorrow, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will get up there on the stage. Chris Wallace of Fox News starts at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. That's going to be big news. Now the New York Times comes out, and they're accusing Trump of not spending a lot of money when he pays his taxes. Well, first of all, you know he spent a lot of money paying his taxes over the years. And he talked about this in a news conference yesterday. He also, I must say, He really handed the news media their head in his press conference yesterday. If you didn't see it, you missed something. He really put it to them. He brought up, while they were trying to go after him about his taxes right from the get-go, you know, he answered the question. Then he said, speaking about money, what's going on with Hunter Biden and his father and the former mayor of Moscow? A payoff between the former mayor of Moscow and Hunter Biden? Have you heard that? And yet the press doesn't want to ask that question. They don't want to talk about that, do they? They do not. In the meantime, the Barrett bashing has begun. On Saturday night's American Voices, that's on MSNBC, the host melted down with another correspondent, a civil rights attorney, about this nomination. You just had to listen to the media go after this woman. I don't know how they think they're going to get extra votes by criticizing a woman that's got 7 children. 2 of them they adopted. They have one with special needs. She's a Roman Catholic. She has an impeccable record on the bench. She was a circuit court judge. All of the attorney organizations have recommended her, including the liberal ones. So it's going to be hard. What are they going to do, accuse her of being a Catholic? And if they go after her, the two things they really are going to go after her on is what her stance will be on the Affordable Care Act and what her stance will be on abortion. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about that with Tom Gipping in just a few minutes. In the meantime, did you hear President Trump wants Sleepy Joe Biden, as he calls him, to take a drug test before the debate? You know, if they did take a drug, first of all, there are going to be a lot of drugs in Biden's body. And that's perfectly understandable. The guy's, 77 years old? You're going to have, you know, he's taking medication. He's had some issues, medical history issues. I think he should just come out and say, yeah, I've got some drugs, you know, I'm taking right now. Apparently Trump doesn't take any, I don't know. He doesn't smoke and he doesn't drink. He probably doesn't take drugs. I think he's kind of, what's the kind of thing when you're a little bit of phobic about drugs and things like that? You know, I get the impression that Trump might be like that, which is okay. You know, he's got the energy of a 20-year-old, so whatever he's doing, mentally, he's amazing. Let's be honest about it, whether you like him or not. Guy's really rolling along. So in a tweet yesterday, Trump questioned Biden's debate performances up to date and claims there's a erratic pattern to his performance. One day he's up, next day he's down. Well, I don't know. One day I'm up, the next day I'm down too. I guess we can all be a little bit that way. It seems to me that Trump should just lay off of it. If you want to know the truth, let him. You know, whether he's taking drugs or not, it's going to be how he performs, you know? And if he performs great, hey, give me some of those drugs. Maybe it helps. You know, if it helps him get better, that's okay. I don't see an issue there. Anyway, let us take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett with Tom Gipping.
What you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you are what I meant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's
you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on The Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Monday. Thank you so very much for joining us here on Freedom Works. And we are delighted to have Tom Gipping joining us. He is the Deputy Director of the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation, and the perfect person to come on and talk a little bit about President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. Tom, welcome back to Freedom Works. What do you think of the selection of this young lady?
I'm absolutely thrilled for a couple of reasons. Number one, she not only is a talented lawyer and by every single account of people who know her, a good person of solid character, but also she not only understands what federal judges are supposed to do, but she's really committed to it. She really has a conviction about it. That's the debate about judicial appointments: is how a judge would approach really all of their cases. I mean, we sometimes talk about one issue or another, but it's really about how a judge approaches all of their cases. And the judiciary was designed to work a certain way, and Judge Barrett understands that thoroughly. She focused a lot on it when she was a scholar and studied it. She has been an example of it on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the last 3 years, and I think I'm absolutely convinced that she will implement that consistently on the Supreme Court. So I don't think President Trump could have picked anyone better.
Now, the Democrats are going to have to walk a tightrope, are they not? I wonder if it wouldn't be wise for them to just let her slide on through. But I suspect that they'll try to delay it and, if possible, not allow the vote to take place before the...
They don't have any way of blocking the vote.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some small things that they can do that are more annoyances than anything else. And so what they typically will resort to is to the big lie. You know, they'll make up some big crisis that's pure fiction, but, you know, everyone pays attention to it suddenly. You know, we saw it with Brett Kavanaugh 2 years ago, in the hope that that will somehow delay things. I'm not sure what the reason for delay is. She's going to be confirmed. There are at least 51 votes for her. But that seems to be the strategy. When she was appointed to the Court of Appeals in 2017, Democrats tried to do this by attacking her religion, and they want you to believe that Judge Barrett will use her personal views to drive her judicial views, right? That her religion will trump the law or something like that. Let me tell you, no one that I'm aware of has written about, talked about, testified about rejecting that idea more strongly than Amy Coney Barrett. Her entire understanding of what judges are supposed to do requires her to put her personal views aside, and she has written about that explicitly. She says if a judge's responsibility is in conflict with their personal beliefs or religious beliefs, the judge should recuse herself, period. And you know, no one has been clearer about that, and anyone that suggests otherwise has to be lying about it, because the record is crystal clear.
We're talking, with Tom Gipping of the Heritage Foundation about Amy Coney Barrett, who is going to undergo a grilling nonetheless, I would think. Tom, do you think it's going to come close to what the Democrats tried to do to Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, that's hard to say. I think that the way that Democrats attacked Judge Barrett's religion in 2017 got a very strong and wide negative reaction, and you know, unless they've been on another planet for 3 years, they should know that that's going to be a very dangerous thing if they try it again. I suspect some of them will. Don't forget, it's their left-wing constituency that's driving the train here. So Democratic senators will do to Judge Barrett what those senators' left-wing supporters want them to. So if they say, you know, go for the gusto, fall on your sword, you know, attack, 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 that's exactly what they're going to do. It will be really foolish because, you know, people saw what that was like in 2017. They know that it's wrong. The Constitution even prohibits a religious test for public office. And Democrats came across as bigots and as intolerant. And if that's the way they want to appear again, that's up to them, I suppose. But I hope that the process will focus more on Judge Barrett's qualifications, her understanding of what a Supreme Court justice is supposed to do, because that's really what the debate is about.
Right. So it'll be in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Of course, it has got a majority of Republicans there. Could they switch off the hearings and the debate on this and send it on to the Senate whenever they want, the Republicans?
Well, I guess, technically, there's not a legal requirement that the committee hold a hearing, although for the last, I'd say, 60 years or so, that has been the consistent practice of the committee, and that is what they're going to do. The committee schedule or the hearing schedule's already been set. It'll be the week of October 12th. A four-day hearing, the same structure as the last several Supreme Court nominations going back over the last decade or so. And then the committee will vote, and then the full Senate will vote, and I believe she'll be confirmed before Election Day.
Yeah, it does seem like the Republicans have the vote. Why not? If I was a Democrat, just let it go through. I mean, I'll leave it alone because, I mean, this woman's got... You know, it's almost a sterling. She's got a sterling record and her personal characteristics. I don't know what they can do, but you know they're going to hammer her on Roe versus Wade, and they're going to
And that's because Democrats and the left view the judiciary in a very different way than conservatives do. The left views the judiciary, especially the Supreme Court, in a very political way. Like, they decide cases in order to accomplish political objectives, in order to further a political agenda. So all they care about is if they got something they want from a judge, they want to keep it, as opposed to whether that case was actually correctly decided, mm-hmm. whether the Supreme Court actually mangled the Constitution in order to, you know, deliver
that. Well, they
did.
We all know that.
Well, that's the debate.
They ruined it.
That's the debate. And
yeah, I know.
If I were advising Democrats, I would say, you know, approach it honestly. If that's the way you think the Supreme Court should treat the Constitution, as kind of a blank checkbook that judges can write checks or something, fine, say so, defend it. If you think she's the wrong kind of justice for the Supreme Court, tell the country why. I mean, we ought to have an honest debate about something this important, as opposed to making up these sneaky innuendos and dropping these little bombs, you know, over at the New York Times or something like that.
Right.
Just have an honest debate about it. This is a very important issue for the country.
Sure. We're talking with Tom Gipping of the Heritage Foundation about the selection and the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. You know, again, in the hearings, the Democrats will, I think, focus on this Roe versus Wade situation and go back and forth about whether or not she would consider overturning Roe versus Wade. It'll be a little bit of dueling. They will say we've got precedent. She will say yes, but we've also got precedent about what percentage of a human being is a black person way, way back. And they changed those things, remember?
Well, I predict Judge Barrett will do exactly what Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg did at her hearing in 1993. Ginsburg said that especially because she was a sitting judge, and don't forget, Amy Barrett is a sitting judge today, that her obligation is to decide cases as they come before her impartially. So, you know, she's not going to give any what Ginsburg called hints, forecasts, or previews in that hearing because it compromises her impartiality. I mean, what if you went before a judge and you knew that that judge had told, you know, a legislative committee under oath how she would decide the issue in your case? And that's ridiculous.
It'd be terrible, yeah.
So I think that Judge Barrett will take exactly the same approach. And then the Senate confirmed Ginsburg 96-3. No Democrats had any problem with a Democratic nominee taking that approach. And I think Barrett will do the same thing.
I know you can't look into anybody's mind, but there was another choice that that Trump might have made, Barbara Lagoda of here in Florida. And a lot of people were thinking, including yours truly, that he was going to select her. But then when he selected Amy, who's a wonderful pick in my opinion, he might have made sort of a, you know, a little situation with her prior to this, maybe when he had selected Brett Kavanaugh, saying, you'll be next, you know? I don't know. I'm just wondering if there's any inside the Beltway knowledge about all of that.
Well, she was, as you know, Donald Trump put together a list of potential Supreme Court nominees during the campaign in 2016. And very shortly after he appointed Judge Barrett to the Court of Appeals, he put her on that list. So she's been there for some time and was quite well known and, for all you know, anybody can tell, pretty positively received in 2018. So, you know, when you're replacing someone who is as activist and political as Ruth Bader Ginsburg and you really want to make an improvement on the way that the court approaches judging, you're really going to want to go with the person who you're most confident in, who you know the most about, who is familiar to you. And I think that in that, by that measure, Judge Barrett was definitely the best choice. There's a lot to be said for Judge Lagoa. She's in a way a rising star, less well known, I think, among the legal conservatives. But you know, that's probably going to change now too, since she's really kind of been put on everybody's radar through this process.
A final question, Tom. Do you absolutely feel that it's guaranteed that she will get the votes in the Senate for the...
Yes, she has the votes. The hearing will take place the week of October 12th. She will be confirmed before Election Day, and she will be a fabulous justice on the Supreme Court.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate your insight. You really know a lot about it. And until next time, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Tom Gipping. Okay, we're going to take our break. When we come back and talk a little bit about this debate coming up tomorrow, it may be the most watched debate involving presidents of all time. We'll get some perspective from the master barber himself, Andrew Ceresi.
Let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. but you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the TAM Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
We are back. Freedom Works, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great TAN Talk Radio Network. We are delighted you are listening in. If you can't listen to us live, you can listen to us on podcast. Thanks to Big Ed. All you have to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. At the top is the podcast button. Click it. Ed's got all our shows on there. Listen at your pleasure. Well, of course, we knew, and there will be others, but we knew as we got closer and closer to the election that there would be hit shots, hit pieces, hit books, whatever else you want to say, on Donald Trump. And here comes the New York Times to dredge up his taxes again. We got the master barber with us. Andrew, are you surprised at all that the Times is digging down into poor Donald Trump's taxes?
Well, they're going to try everything they can. You know that. They're afraid of tomorrow night what's going to happen, if it even happens.
Yes, you're not so sure.
Okay, if it even happens. I'm predicting around 4 o'clock we're going to hear that he came down with the COVID this way because, you see, he'll have to go in quarantine for 2 weeks. And the second debate is exactly 2 weeks after the first one. So he'll be covered for two debates with that.
There you go. Well, what about taking a drug test? Why is Trump going there? We don't need that, do we? Why not just let him go out? Let Biden go out there. We know what's going to happen. It's like winding up a doll, right? It'll start out all perky and energetic, but as the little key keeps turning, it starts to slow down, and finally it slumps over. Now, don't you think that would happen to our friend Joe Biden?
What I think is going to happen with Joe Biden, you know, Trump could be a professional agitator. You know, I know people, I'm one of those myself. I agitate people just for the fun of it sometimes.
Well, he does too. Yes,
that's
he does.
What I'm saying.
I know.
And, you know, Biden is known to fly off the handle, and Donald Trump already knows what to do to pull the triggers. I mean, tomorrow night ought to be a real show if it happens. I mean, the Lightning better hope they win tonight because nobody be watching them tomorrow night.
I think you're right. I think
this is going to be the biggest. This is going to draw more people than the Super Bowl just to see what happens with Biden.
Well, why don't we do this? We make Biden take a drug test, and at the same time, Biden always wants Trump to drop and do 10 push-ups. So Biden, and after the drug test results are announced just before the debate, then they do a few calisthenics. Then they start the debate. What do you think?
Well, you know, Paul, I can see Trump's point on giving a drug test because supposing this guy is on drugs to help you with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's let it be known. The guy that's running for president is being treated for Alzheimer's.
Well, you know, I said a little earlier on the show, I don't know if you caught it. Look, he's 77 years old. Most people are taking some kind of medication when they get to be that age.
Of course.
And I don't think there's anything
about one.
I know. And I don't think
we're worried about one. We're worried about the drugs to treat Alzheimer's and dementia. That's all we're worried about. We could care less if he smoked pot. We want to know about those.
Well, he might smoke pot to keep away the dementia.
You know, but, you know, Paul, look, okay. As far as I'm concerned, look at Pennsylvania the other night, 35,000 people. Okay, what's going on, we're seeing it. I'm still telling you, I believe it's going to be a landslide.
You do it, yes.
But, you know, we're all concentrating on the Trump-Pence election. We also got to realize local government around here. Yes. I think the local government is just as important as the presidential election. Look what's going on in St. Pete right now.
Tell
These
us about
people
that.
With their the people with their protests Saturday, it was disgusting what they're trying to do. But you know what? The people are upset, Paul, because the Patriots were there Saturday night. And you know what? The people were cheering them on.
Okay, now tell us, where exactly in St. Pete was this going on? And what time, do you recall?
Drive. I was watching a video. Is there a beach drive there or
yes,
something?
Yes, there is.
Okay, they were staying there all over Beach Drive and where all the restaurants. I'm not too familiar with St. Pete. Okay. I normally avoid it, but I can tell you I'm going there this coming Saturday.
What's going on this coming Saturday?
Well, October the 4th, it's all over the computer. The Patriots are joining it together, and we're taking back St. Pete, buddy.
You're taking it back as in, are you going to go over and throw the mayor out?
Forget the mayor. Who wants to see him? He was sitting there protesting with these people. This guy is garbage, Christman, please.
Okay.
And, you know, and if I was Anna Paulina, let me tell you what, I would be there Saturday night and I'd be campaigning my rear end off because people are fed up with this, and it's Charlie Crist area.
Okay, let's tell everybody that's just in case. Anna Paulina is the Democratic nominee to run against.
No, she's a Republican nominee.
What did I say? I apologize.
Please, don't confuse that, please.
I did confuse it. She's a Republican running against Democrat Charlie Crist in the 13th Congressional District. Go ahead.
And right now, she could be able to tear him apart, what's going on in St. Pete, because when these Patriots were going through downtown St. Pete and everything the other night where these people were getting harassed, they were getting cheered on like you've never heard in your life by the people in the restaurants and everything. And as far as I'm concerned, if she is there now, starts talking to these people, get her microphone out, when all these people are there, you're going to pull all these votes. We're going to get rid of Charlie Crist, and then hopefully in a couple of years we can get rid of Rick Kreisman.
Turn it all Republican.
Disgusting. He's sitting there with his Paul. There was no police in sight at St. Pete on Saturday night. What do you got them all hiding? What's the
deal?
How
many people were there in the demonstration overall? Do you have any idea?
Paul, I have no idea, Paul. It looked like there was a few hundred of the Black Lives Matters, and I really don't know about the Patriots, but they were in a line going through with their flags, and they were riding them up. Boy, I'll tell you what, they didn't like it that they were there, and a couple of them got pushed down, and they had to go running back home to Grandma's house and get bandaged up.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are more conservative organizations that are now becoming involved in some of these protests. I noticed, I think, in Portland as well. They're starting to come out. So there has been some, whatever you want to call it, some conservative backlash in the form of forming groups and coming out.
Paul, this is what this whole election is going to be about. Okay, people, the economy's coming back. Jobs are coming back. I don't think we're as worried about that as much as we are of the problems going on with the rioting, the looting, the Black Lives Matter. People are tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to win this election for the Republicans, okay? And that's why I want Anna Paulina out there, because I know she could nail Charlie Crist right now to the cross if she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to do it.
I want to ask you about Governor Ron DeSantis and his decision to kind of open up all, as an example, all restaurants now to 100% capacity. And not to prosecute people or stores that allow people to come in without masks. What is your thought on that?
Hey, God bless our governor, huh? It's about time we open up, Paul. Like I say, I believe this thing. Okay, you got 200,000 people dead in the whole country. 6% of them are only from the COVID. Okay, everything else was part COVID, part cancer.
Well, you
part
don't,
heart disease,
you don't
part
know the statistics on that.
We're never going to know.
Right.
We're never going to know. We know 15,000 people died in Florida, okay? Out of what, 23 million?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I mean, that's not a big number. All right? And how many of those died of different circumstances involved with so-called.
Yeah, I think there's
COVID,
a legitimate question about actually whether or not COVID killed them.
That's it. I mean, it's time to open up, Paul. It's time to put our big boy pants on, buckle them up, and let's get to work and let's get this country rolling.
Let me ask you a question.
Get these Democrats out.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, however, right now. Would you wander into a grocery store without wearing a mask right now, just from a personal perspective, and knowing you would
Well, I wander anywhere without wearing a mask right now.
Okay.
Yes. I have no fear of it whatsoever.
You don't?
None.
Okay.
No. All none right. whatsoever.
Now,
Paul.
I've got a new game that I want to, maybe you'll help invest in it. You remember the cartoon Where's Waldo? By any chance?
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, do you remember that, Ed? Where's Waldo? And then, well, you would look and there'd be a crowd in the cartoon. You know, it's like a comic book cartoon kind of thing. And you would look for Waldo, and Waldo wore a special colored uniform. But it was hard to see him because they had so many other people crowding him out. Anyway, those of you that are old enough, you should have remembered Where's Waldo. But anyway, we bring out a game called Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? And we'll do the cartoon. We'll have all of these different politicos on there, and we'll bury Hunter in there somewhere. And the deal is try to find where Hunter Biden is. Now, that's what Donald Trump is asking. Where is Hunter Biden at this moment?
He's hiding. Look at all the stuff that came out on him last week.
But he's being
very busy. I can't believe Joe Biden's not hiding any more than he really is. He shouldn't be seen at all.
Well, we have to respect Hunter Biden. He somehow got the former mayor of Moscow to hand over all kinds of money to him. Now, how did that work?
I wish I knew the answer to that one, Paul.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I was impressed.
He ought to open up a school, how to make money quick.
So Trump has possibly showed a preview of this debate tomorrow when he asked reporters who were grilling him about his taxes why they have been reluctant to look into Joe Biden's son's business involvement in both three countries, Russia, Ukraine, and China, while Daddy was vice president. I'd like to hear them explain that.
I'd like to hear them explain it. I'd like to hear Kerry explain it because his son was involved. There was a bunch of them involved, Paul.
So, you know, Trump,
they were taking care of the family. They were keeping it in the family.
You think Chris Wallace will be the one that asks the question, or do you think it'll
you got to be kidding.
You don't think he will?
I told you what Wallace is going to be asking. He's going to ask him what kind of ice cream he likes, what time they tuck him in bed at night.
Well,
give me a break.
You don't Wallace, think...
Trump will bring it up, believe me. That's what's going to make Biden flip it.
What kind of ice cream does he like? Do you have any idea?
He's like me. He likes vanilla.
Vanilla, yeah. He's a vanilla kind of guy. That's what I would say. And anyway, I think he might, but even if he doesn't, you know Trump will, correct?
Of course, yeah. Trump is good. Trump's going to throw it all in there, believe me.
And then,
he's not going to let Chris Wallace rule him.
And then you know what's going to happen?
Biden's going to lose it.
No, Biden's going to, well, yes, he will lose it because he's going to call a timeout and pop a couple of pills right in the middle of the question. That's what's going to happen.
If he shows up, Paul. If he shows up. I mean, I wonder what the odds are on that right now in Las Vegas. But I bet you there's some good bets on whether he shows up.
Well, if he doesn't show up, should the debate continue just with Trump?
I think Trump will be asking Chris Wallace the question.
There you go. That wouldn't be bad. I'd pay money to see that, too. Did you remember that Mike Wallace, who was Chris Wallace's father? You don't remember him too well, huh? He was a big time reporter. Ed's nodding. He said, "You kind of remember him, Ed, don't you?"
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. He did. He did many shows on television, and he was liberal. He was also on 60 Minutes. Mm. He was one of the original 60 Minutes reporters.
Yeah.
Is that hereditary?
I think there might be some hereditary in them. Chris looks.
Oh my goodness!
Chris looks a lot like him. I can tell you that.
Oh my God! Don't tell me that because we're going to have to get Planned Parenthood to start taking care of the Democrats.
That stuff is
hereditary.
Hey, speaking of Amy Coney Barrett, we haven't talked since that was officially announced. What do you think of Amy Coney Barrett?
I think they should just do the vote and get her in there. You don't have to bother with all these hearings. Why are you even bothering?
I agree with you.
Why are they even bothering to pass it? Why do the Republicans grow a pair and do what needs to be done instead of You know, the lollygag around here and there. Lollygag. They got no reason to have any kind of hearing. Get her in there, and that's it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I also think it might be in their best interest, because if they sit there attacking a Catholic woman with seven kids, two of whom were adopted from Haiti, and one that has special needs, how is that going to work for them?
You're going to make him look really bad, Paul.
Exactly.
It's going to make him look really bad. It's just like the morons at the New York Times. Oh, Trump paid $750 in taxes. You know what? You got to be really stupid to believe that one.
I don't think it would even bother anybody if he did, because, look, everybody tries to take advantage. He had a lot of losses. When you have real estate and you have hotels, what you do is you match that against your profits. And everybody does it. Can you imagine if they took Jeff Bezos? They looked at his purse. I can bet you that he's taking a lot more deductions and playing games a lot more than Donald Trump.
Yeah. And you know what excuse they would give you for doing that? They would tell you think I'm going to support these people that don't want to go to work and all these welfare programs and everything else? No, I'm going to take every deduction I can. And right. That would be their excuse. Don't let them tell you no.
And of course, when the New York Times comes out with that, they fail to bring up the fact that he's taking no salary, Trump.
The New York Times. You know what? The New York Times are getting flushed down the toilet just like the Tampa Bay Times. The Tampa Bay Times and the paper Sunday said there were very peaceful protests in St. Pete, and it was the Patriots going through causing the trouble.
Amazing.
Man. Oh, yeah. That paper's done. They're down to what? Wednesday and Sunday or something now? They need to go totally down the tubes.
Well, I think, unfortunately, for people that love newspapers, which I like, I think it's just a matter of time, but...
You better off buying the Inquirer, Paul.
Yeah, probably. Well, they got more readers, I'm sure.
Yeah, and did you happen to notice that although they didn't have a reporter that could cover the Trump boat parade or anything, but they're at every, quote, protester rally there is.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
With video.
I had a customer that got fired from the Tampa Bay Times because he's a Trump fan.
Really?
I believe
it. Oh, boy.
I believe
it. Oh, yeah, no question.
Well, I tell you what, when they did not cover that flotilla in Tampa Bay, it was their biggest mistake, and they finally admitted it.
Yep.
And, they said, we made a mistake. We should have covered it. I mean, they looked so biased in that.
Well, you know what? When all the Patriots are there Saturday night, we're going to have to look for the Tampa Bay Times reporters.
Yeah.
And we'll take them down ourselves and see what they got to report.
He's sort of like a Where's Waldo.
Where is he? We're going to be able to find him.
Exactly.
You got 50 morons blocking traffic in St. Pete at night, of course, and you're down there covering that. Yet last weekend there's a huge Trump rally, and hundreds and hundreds of people are in cars. Not one building was burned. Not one intersection was blocked. Nobody was pulled out of the car.
They got nothing to write about. Yeah. They got nothing to write about.
They didn't cover that one either.
Happened.
Yeah.
No. We need to blow up something. We'll get some attention.
Oh, God. Don't say that. Did you see where that bicycle policeman, that there was some protesters, one of them laid down in front of the bike, and the bicycle policeman kept going, went over
his head. They got to be careful around here because Governor DeSantis said it's okay to run him over.
Yeah, he did.
They better be careful.
I think you better be very careful.
There's a lot of big pickup trucks around here, you know.
Yes, there are.
His quote was...
They're going to look like a moth on the radiator.
Oh, God.
His quote was, people should be able to go out and have dinner without a bunch of lunatics bothering them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I was told?
These are more votes for Trump.
What they're going to do with this law,
every time you see it.
I guess if you do have points on your license for speeding and everything, every time you hit a protester, they deduct points now. This is what I'm understanding.
Is that the way it goes?
It's only half.
How about you show up at the driver's license division with about three or four protesters mounted on your car like a deer? Yeah. Would that help?
Your insurance will go down.
Okay.
Your insurance will go down. It'll be unbelievable.
Enough. You can go back to your haircutting chores, but we're going to talk with you again tomorrow morning, and I look forward to it.
You got Andrew. It, Paul.
Thank you
take
so
care,
much.
My friend.
All right, buddy.
Trump be with you.
Thank you. Oh, goodness. We have to be careful, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful here. We're trying to.
We're
trying to keep some sanity involved.
You know, it's the truth, though. We're not spreading lies. I mean, it's the truth.
Yeah.
You can't go by Tampa Bay Pravda. Their slogan is, we only tell you what you need to know.
What they want you to know.
Is right. Exactly. What we want you to know.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to take a short break, by the way. 49 people shot in Chicago. What is going on?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back, and really sad news coming out of Chicago. A five-year-old girl was stabbed to death Saturday morning in the Windy City during another bloody weekend that resulted in at least 49 people being shot, including seven fatally. Murders and shootings in Chicago are up 52% from the same time last year. 52%. Some are linking that to the coronavirus pandemic and its economic fallout. Now, with more than 3 months left here in this year, there have been more homicides in Cook County, which is where Chicago is, than in all of last year. And we got 3 more months to go. So what is going on there? Well, it's the same old thing. You've got a Democratic city run by a Democratic mayor that continues to allow these kinds of drug activities and letting things slide in these communities where there needs to be even more police presence to cut back on these kinds of things. But you're not finding them there, and you're not finding them in Chicago. All right. Before we do our top 10, as you see, Ed, I'm wearing my Lightning shirt again.
Yep.
Didn't bring us any luck last time. We lost.
Did you at least wash it?
Yeah, I did, actually, okay. Over the weekend. All this right. is a clean shirt. Clean Good. Shirt. Anyway, we got a game tonight. The Lightning are up 3-2. Can they close out the Dallas Stars tonight in your opinion?
I certainly hope so. I hope so. I don't want to see it go to a game 7. I don't think my nerves can take it after all the overtimes and stuff.
I actually thought they were going to win it.
I did,
watching
too.
That game, they were the aggressive
team. And that
was
kind of a fluke that thing just kind of fell into the net, but...
It was, wasn't
you know,
it?
I don't
but
know.
That's the way it goes.
Maybe
sometimes.
Stamkos can come back out for this. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean, do you think really? He. It sounded
like
he got.
I thought he was hurt. I thought when he went back and didn't come back in, I thought he was hurt. Mm-hmm. And I think he re-aggravated
it. I think he did too.
Yeah.
Okay, quickly. The Bucks won again.
Yes.
How about they look pretty good with Denver. Yeah, is that a new uniform?
That's the new pewter on pewter.
What do you think?
He was okay. It took a minute to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because I thought our team was the orange team there for a minute.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
We used to have the orange shirts.
Very confusing. And do you think the team did well in that game against Denver?
And they could still do better.
Yeah.
They could still do better.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that was left out on the field, but they'll do better.
They'll do better.
Yep.
And Brady
is... You're starting to see it, you know? You're starting to see guys running the right routes and tackling being done, and the defense is going to be powerful, I think.
That's something
unbelievable.
That impressed me, the defense.
Yep.
That's what wins Super Bowls.
And Ndamukong Suh, I think, is going to wind up having a big year. I mean, I really think with them trying to stop Shaq Barrett and Levante David, I think Ndamukong Suh is going to have a big year.
Wow.
And probably his last year.
You think it's last, but okay.
I think so.
Well, thank you on that. Okay, time for our top 10. And these are top 10 common quotes we've heard that people actually got wrong. I think this is kind of interesting. So let's see what we come up with. Here we go. Number 10. Remember curiosity killed the cat?
Mm-hmm.
You know what was really said? And by the way, it's attributed to Ben Jonson, 1598. That's around the time of Shakespeare, I guess. What he really said was, care killed the cat. Care.
Okay.
But care at that time apparently meant an over-attention to something. Over-attention. Care.
Right.
All right. Number nine. The proof is in the pudding. Now, that goes all the way back to the 14th century. But that's not what was said. Apparently, the real quote was, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Okay, number eight.
Warren Sapp used to like say that. Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. Okay. Number eight. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Have you seen that on any woman's T-shirts?
No.
Stuff like that?
No.
It used to be a big deal. Gloria Steinem is attributed with having said that. She was a feminist in the 70s. But she said, I did not say that. It was an Australian activist by the name of Irina Dunn. And what she really said was, a man needs God like a fish needs a bicycle.
Okay.
It's not quite the same thing. Okay, let's see. Number seven. You ever hear the term gild the lily?
Nope.
It means to embellish something. Sometimes people accuse Donald Trump of gilding the lily. Okay, it's an old quote. It goes back to Shakespeare, and it's not what he said. What he really said was to gild refined gold, comma, to paint the lily. Okay, number six. Okay, Ed, you ever hear starve a cold, feed a fever?
Yes.
Okay, that goes back to 1574. John Wyffels, but he didn't say that. What he said was, fasting is a great remedy of fever. I don't know how they came up with the new one, but fasting is a great remedy of fever. Number five, be the change you wish to see in the world. Ever hear that one?
No.
Haven't you been hearing any of these things?
Well, you were around when most of them came out. You wrote them down, probably.
I actually originated some of them, but I didn't want to tell you. No, Mahatma Gandhi, 1913, be the change you wish to see in the world. But he didn't say that. He said if we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. Okay, number four. Money is the root of all evil. Now, surely you heard that one.
Yes.
That comes from the Bible.
Wow.
But that's not what was said in the Bible. It was really, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Okay? There we go. Number three. Hey, we got another Bible quote, which was misconstrued. What we think was said was, the lion shall lay down with the lamb.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that one?
Nope. Well, that's scripture.
Did you go to school and hear? Did you go to religious school?
I don't remember. No, I did not. So I don't remember one.
That's fair. That's a fair answer. Anyway, the lion shall lay down with the lamb is a well-known biblical phrase, but that was not what is in the Bible. The Bible says the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid.
Mm.
See, they all get together in the Bible, really. It's very strange. All right, number two. Real quickly, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Neil Armstrong didn't say that. He said that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Okay, number one.
They must have edited it out.
No, you know what happened? There was a blip in the audio.
Okay.
Me, Tarzan, you, Jane. You ever hear that one?
Yes.
Okay. That's not what he said. Never said it. He said, Jane, Tarzan, Jane, Tarzan, Jane, Tarzan.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday. Remember, the freedom works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDC.